This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Time for another edition of PT Talker. That's right, you are listening to the place to come for expertise, and this week's expert is Dr. Gail Jensen, and she's with us today on PT Talker for another episode. How are you, Dr. Jensen?
I'm great, thanks.
Thanks for joining us. Now, let's get a little bit into your credentials. You are a faculty associate at the Center for Health Policy and Ethics, as well as a professor of physical therapy at the School of Pharmacy and Health Professions at Creighton University in Omaha, Nebraska. You've been there now about how long, Doctor?
Since 1993, when we started the DPT program.
Okay, and so you've got probably plenty of alumni listening to you who are now fans of yours, I'm sure,
that are just not.
Hang on every word. So, well, thank you again for joining us, taking your time out of your busy day to join us. I wanted to talk a little bit about the presentation that you made. Dr. Jensen recently did a presentation at the APTA Combined Sections meeting in New Orleans. That was in February of 2011. And the title, and it caught our attention here at PT Talker, because the title was Societal Health Needs, the Physical Therapist's Responsibilities. And I thought, wow, what an interesting topic. Before we get into the meat of your talk, can you just kind of give us a little overview as to why you chose that topic and why you think there must be some void out there that's maybe not happening?
Sure. The topic really chose me. I was part of a larger panel led by Kathy Sullivan, and this is we were looking at a vision 2050. You know, what should the PT profession be doing in terms of the national health agenda in the next 20 or 30 years, and how are the demographics of our society changing, and how do we as a profession work to meet those needs? And in thinking about that, my role was to talk about the ethical piece around how does a profession meet societal needs, what is our social contract, what does that mean, and understanding those pieces makes it much, much easier to figure out what we need to do in terms of both our practice and education.
Okay, perfect. All right. So that gives everybody a little bit of background or the basis for your talk. So you identified three key areas. Let's get right into them. The first area that you spoke about was, you know, ethics in the world of physical therapy. What's your view on this?
Well, the therapists use and relate to the code of ethics. The APTA code of ethics outlines as a public document our ethical responsibility, our professional duties, and the recent revision of the code is very good and founded on core values. And I pulled up, I made points. A couple of those, the principles really relate directly to what we're talking about here. One is that principle one: physical therapists should respect the inherent dignity and rights of all individuals. And when we think about issues in health and wellness and societal needs, there's no question. I'll probably talk about this a little later as we get into this, about the health disparities across different ethnic groups in the U.S. A second principle is that we physical therapists shall participate in efforts to meet the health needs of people locally, nationally, and globally, and that is a core value of social responsibility. So there are principles in our professional code that say we need to do this. So the question is, how do we do this?
Sure. Yeah. So you're saying it's not it's not something that comes naturally, or there needs to be some standards to meet, or why the discussion around this?
Well, I think that what happens is that it can become a platitude. We can say, oh, you know, we're a profession, we meet societal needs, we have a civic responsibility. But when it comes to what do you do both individually and collectively as a profession, that's where it's challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Because we work in organizations or institutions, and they're driven by different kinds of factors, some of that certainly being resources economic factors. But we also have to pull ourselves back to the original premise of what professions do. And professions are there really to meet societal needs, which gets us into the concept of what is a social contract.
Mm-hmm. Which was the second point of your talk. So let's talk a little bit about that. What is a social contract?
Well, it goes back to understanding the deeper meaning of a profession. And professions historically are granted certain privileges by society. We're granted the ability to self-regulate, you know, to come up with our practice acts, our educational standards, and the society trusts us to some extent to control our own professions. But that's in exchange for meeting or serving societal needs. So we're given certain privileges and access to people. I mean, people come to us in very vulnerable conditions. We're allowed to, you know, touch people, to have access to people that others would not. So this deeper meaning of what a profession does in terms of its relationship with society is very, very important. Now, it's a lot more complicated than it was hundreds of years ago, just given the complexity of our healthcare system, the regulatory relationship. Organizations have expectations, but there is still this basic important premise that about professions that we really don't want to lose sight of. And what's been a bit of a challenge, I think, and a struggle for us is we have focused on the notion of autonomy, which is an important notion as it relates to our ability to make our own clinical judgments around physical therapy care. But autonomy as an ethical concept really rests with the patient, with the client. And professions are granted autonomy by society. We don't declare autonomy. It's something that's granted to us based on respect for us and trust in what we can do.
Okay. And so are you then saying that the profession has it a little bit backwards in maybe demanding autonomy versus earning autonomy?
Yeah, I think we get confused, that's all. I mean, I think we're using different applications of autonomy. Autonomy as an ethical concept is the ability for patients to have self-determination, and it's a very powerful concept, perhaps too powerful sometimes in our Western society. But as we talk about professions and autonomy, the understanding of that is autonomy is something that's granted to society through respect, and we tend to want to declare our own autonomy. Now, we definitely want to have, quote, autonomy or independence of our clinical judgment as it relates to our discipline. That is absolutely critical. So I think by understanding this societal piece, this social responsibility dimension in a deeper way, in what a social contract is, will be of great benefit to us in how we present ourselves.
Right. So now, is there technically a social contract agreed on by the organization, or is that...
No, it's one of these wonderful kind of concepts that float like a theory that sort of floats up there. But there's been a lot of dialogue about this, just given the changes in healthcare and what does this mean for professions, and we're more interdependent, and so it comes up again about, well, wait a second, we have a professional duty to do the right thing, to do what's best for the patient.
But do you believe there will be a social contract that a physical therapist can actually point to a document or some
No, it's a concept that I think you'll see intertwined. Now, the AMA would go and they would say, you know, American Medical Association, their code in 1847 talked about that physicians had a reciprocal obligation between patients and physicians, that physicians must attend to the public health and the societal need.
Okay.
So historically, they've had a very strong premise.
Yeah, but I guess I'm just trying to imagine myself, the physical therapist sitting out there listening to this. What And I mean, I understand the concept of a social contract, but if we all don't agree or follow the same, I mean, can you help someone sitting out there wondering, well, so what do I do?
Well, it's again, you keep it as a concept. I guess the best thing analogy I could make is that the Carnegie Foundation has just completed a study of the professions, preparation for the professions project, and they've studied medicine, clergy, law, nursing, and engineering, and particularly in the two health professions, nursing and medicine, but across all the professions, one of the primary concepts in the studies of the profession was the need for professions to reassert, to make more visible their civic responsibility, the moral obligation to society. And Bill Sullivan, who was a senior scholar at Carnegie, has written a lot about this, and his argument is that professions have strayed from their civic responsibility, their societal role, which is why we've had so many issues with you can name them, WorldCom, Enron, you know, things where professions sort of run amok.
And
saying that it's time to get back to our social contracts and understand the real meaning of professions as they relate to society.
Okay.
So regaining our moral compass would probably be, you know, a simpler way of saying it.
Right, something that we can actually use. Okay, now you've got one more concept, that ideas, and I want to get back to that. But we've got to go to a break, and we'll come back right after this break and talk to Dr. Gail Jensen about her third point that she made at the presentation at the APTA in New Orleans. So stay with us.
If you followed PT Talker on Twitter, you would have received links to the following news stories. Technology show projects anatomical images onto skin. There's new technology that allows patients to see injury below the skin. Experts hope it will help patients stick to exercise programs. Also, stem cell treatment for spine injuries. In May, the second patient to receive experimental embryonic stem cell treatment for spine injury was done. The study includes extensive physical therapy after injection. And finally, efforts are underway to make separate Medicare benefits for complex rehab. The APTA and AOTA support efforts that are underway to make a separate Medicare benefit for complex rehab. These stories and more were on Twitter this month. Follow us at PT Talker.
And we're back now with Dr. Gail Jensen, who is speaking to us about, wow, a lot of heady stuff, Dr. Jensen. I got to tell you, this is, this is out there.
My students are saying it hasn't changed, has it? Yeah, right.
In a way, you know, certainly, all those Creighton University grads who are remembering Dr. Jensen in a good way. But you had a third concept you were presenting at the APTA in New Orleans regarding ideas around social responsibility. Let's get into that next.
Okay, well, I wanted to make sure that we understood what social responsibility is. And to get into that concept, I started by talking a little bit about when we think about health, because we were talking about what are the health needs 2020 going, what are the health needs, and how does PT meet that in 2050. Mm-hmm. But to fully understand what is health and health status, and there's a documentary that's out there called Unnatural Causes, and it really does a really brilliant job of showing us around healthcare that health is more than healthcare, and that a lot of what happens in people's health happens really upstream, and that many of the influences have to do with your socioeconomic status, where you live, how much money you make, how much education you have. And that's very, very important for all health professionals and how we think about our social responsibility, because people who live in conditions of chronic stress, may not have other options. So healthcare, if you live in a neighborhood that's got violence and, your job is tenuous and your housing is not safe, healthcare becomes something that's not quite as important. So knowing more about that and being able to understand that raises questions then about what is our social responsibility, mm-hmm. you know, and do we focus only on the delivery of service, or do we also begin to think as healthcare professionals, do we have any way to help influence health conditions in communities?
Yeah.
And I think we do, and I think all health professions do. So that gets into what is our social responsibility, not only individually, but collectively as a profession.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good. Give me your overall impression of combined sections this year. I was there. We actually did several podcasts at the convention, which we've shared with our listeners. It seemed to me the overall attitude was upbeat, positive, good things going on.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, biggest meeting ever.
Yes, yeah. Over 7,000.
No, there's more than enough work for all of us to do.
Yeah.
It's a matter of figuring out how do we all work together across health professions as well as figure this out as a country.
Yeah, and you're going to keep training good physical therapists out in the world. So, all right, well, thank you, Dr. Jensen, for joining us today. We sadly have run out of time.
Okay.
All right. Well, everyone, you've been listening to Dr. Gail Jensen. She is a professor of physical therapy at Creighton University right there in Omaha, Nebraska, out in the Midwest. Great area. Love Omaha, Nebraska. I want to say to all of our listeners out there, hello. And I want to remind everyone to certainly tell your friends and associates about PT Talker. And certainly you can find previous episodes on iTunes. Any questions, concerns, or comments, keep them coming to feedback@PTTalker. And thank you to all of our new subscribers we got this week. I keep saying I'm going to mention your names on the air, and I never have time, but I will do that, I promise. This is Jeff Worrell saying, for now, I hope everyone is out there helping someone get well today.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.